Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. High of 75 today, under clear skies, winds out of the southwest 10 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for showers tonight, 49. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 46 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. It may be hard to believe, but the school year for 2024 is just about over as many students are preparing for their graduation ceremonies around the state, with some being recognized by Kansas Governor Laura Kelly. As KSNT News reports that Governor Kelly was recognizing this year's recipients of the 41st Annual Scholars Award Program, recognizing the top 1% of high school students across the state, with each student having the opportunity to meet with the governor as they walked on stage to receive their award, with roughly 500 students overall receiving the award this year.
It tells a lot about the skills that these students have. So we talk a lot about social emotional skills and what it means to be able to communicate with others, to have resiliency and a lot of grit. And that's what gets these students here.
That was Melanie Haas, the chair of the Kansas State Board of Education on KSNT News, where they say it's a great honor to host the annual event every year and having a great speaker like Kansas Governor Laura Kelly. Mid-America Network News.
Fox Kansas News at 9. Join the award-winning Fox Kansas News team. The first on the air with world, state, and local news from the Wichita area you can trust. Get the first forecast of the night with accurate information to help you prepare for the day tomorrow. And stay up to date with the first sports scores from throughout the day for your favorite teams. Get all the news you need in a concise half hour at a convenient time. Fox Kansas News at 9. Your news, your time. Channel 24, Cox Cable Channel 4.
Have you noticed that the number of box stores that sell bed mattresses is dwindling? There's a reason why people that dip their toes into the water of bed mattresses end up buying at Derby Mattress of Derby. Lower everyday prices that beat the box store sales prices every day. Also, Derby Mattress is the only store in town that has natural organic latex with no man-made foams, as well as two-sided mattresses. For everyday low prices, go to Derby Mattress at 105 South Baltimore in Derby today.
The NASCAR Cup Series was back in action in the state of Kansas at Kansas Speedway on Sunday for the Advent Health 400, as different events were going on leading up to the race, including Ricky Stenhouse Jr. paying a visit to a local Dillon's in North Topeka on Friday afternoon, signing autographs, taking pictures, and watching many of the fans race cars in the parking lot, saying that Kansas is one of the favorite racetracks that he likes to come to every single year.
Yeah, we come to Kansas twice a year. I love the racetrack here at Kansas. It's been a while since we won here. We won back in 2012, but it's always a racetrack that I enjoy coming to. And our job gets serious tomorrow once we get on track for practice and qualifying, and then obviously the race on Sunday. But, yeah, we had perfect weather for today's event and had a great turnout.
The event was to help promote the Advent Health 400 NASCAR Cup Series race at Kansas Speedway in Kansas City, along with talking about local events, including the Topeka High School marching band that stopped by to perform at the event.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Bellevue man who has been convicted of smothering his two children to death 3 years ago, Adam Price, was sentenced to life in prison. The jury ruled that he killed his 5-year-old daughter Emily and 3-year-old son Theodore in their beds in May 2021 and then fled to California. The jury took only 2.5 hours to convict him. Public defenders for the 38-year-old Price asked the court to push back the sentencing because they wanted Price to be evaluated to determine whether he was competent enough to stand trial. In other news, after the tornado that caused catastrophic damage, Garner Industries announced 62 employee layoffs. The facility northeast of Lincoln was hit by a tornado back on April 26th with more than 70 workers inside. But fortunately, there were no serious injuries. Scott McClain, the CEO and president of Garner Industries, says that the company has to find a way forward. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Always happy with your five-star customer service. Your staff was super friendly and easy to work with.
Quick, helpful, responsive. Thank you. I'm so happy to be a Blue Valley customer.
Blue Valley is awesome.
Blue Valley employees are always helpful, kind, and efficient.
At Blue Valley Technologies, we appreciate all our customers. Thank you for entrusting us to keep you connected.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville Chamber and Main Street, the Blue River Rail Trail, and Marshall County Connection representatives met with Marshall County commissioners last week regarding financial support toward extending the Blue River Rail Trail in Marysville from the highway north to Calhoun. There is a $100,000 planning grant available with a 20% match. The city has applied for grants in the past but not been awarded. The group feels the missing piece is planning of the extension. This grant could help with that and hopefully open opportunities for future grants for construction. Commissioners indicated being in favor, but would like to know what the city's willing to contribute. The group will report back. Commissioners voted to reimburse Waterville Fire Department $26,000 in American Rescue Plan funds for 8 new fire suits. Brad Lippert is filed for re-election as Marshall County Attorney. A Republican from Sabetha, he also serves as Nemahal County Attorney and succeeded Megan Voracek, who resigned in March of 2022. Lippert was elected shortly after for a 2-year term at a special election where he ran unopposed. Washington County News reporting last week that a large-scale solar project is being considered for development in the Greenleaf area, as well as another near Clifton, with some landowners being contacted recently. NextEra Energy may be involved with the projects. An open house in Washington earlier in April was hosted by High Plains Resources to outline a 2D seismic testing proposal that could extend from Washington and Marshall into Clay counties and then south. Test wells and lease work continue with the potential for hydrogen energy development. Locally, the area involved began in southwest Marshall County and has been centered in the Barnes-Greenleaf areas of Washington County. Some 45,000 acres in Marshall and around 50,000 acres in Washington County are under or being considered for lease options. It's reported that if well sites are developed, they could include a 5-acre pad with a well pump and a fuel cell on site. Transmission lines would carry power generated from the region. Washington County commissioners received a report that NextEra had sent a $32,000 check to the Road and Bridge Department toward agreements for road maintenance during recent construction on the Wind Tower Farm. Nemahal County commissioners met with the county councilor regarding renewal of a health care sales tax, including wording that Nemahal County hospitals would recommend for consideration on the November ballot. Pony Up Marysville Match Day Friday generated over $364,000 with 1,245 gifts to 56 qualifying funds, which will be matched on a percentage basis with an additional $100,000 contribution. Blue River Rail Trail was tops in dollars with nearly $32,000. They'll use that to develop a children's riding area and track near the trailhead in North Marysville. Two funds combined for the historic Union Pacific Depot netted over $28,000, split between preservation and HVAC funds. Kester House Museum Foundation raised nearly $27,000, St. Gregory's Catholic School $16,000, with Marysville American Legion Post and the St. Gregory Church Building Fund $15,000 each. The rail trail was tops in number of gifts with 82, Marshall County Arts Cooperative 67, Historic Union Pacific Depot 63, and the Kester House Museum 56 donors. The entire leaderboard is online at ponyupmarysville.com. This year's effort was just shy of last year's record contribution amounts. A Kansas Department of Transportation mill and overlay project will begin on K-9 in Marshall County this week. The 4.5-mile project just north of Frankfort from the K-99 junction, east K-87. Traffic will be restricted to one lane directed by a pilot car and flaggers during work. Drivers should plan for delays up to 15 minutes with a 10-foot width restriction also in effect. Work Monday through Friday with Saturdays if necessary during daylight hours. Hall Brothers of Marysville contractor on the $1.2 million project, expected to be complete by the end of May. Kansas Sampler Foundation Sunday announced the first of four pop-up adventures each year will begin with an August 24th event in Blue Rapids. The modification was announced to the annual Big Kansas Road Trip, which in the seventh year was in Lincoln and Ellsworth counties this past weekend. More details on the Marshall County event forthcoming. Joyce Knowles, age 89 of Summerfield, passed away Friday. Visitation Wednesday at 1:30 from Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with a burial service at 2:30 at the Richland Center Cemetery, Summerfield. Axta Landreth and Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Joyce Knowles. Douglas Jorgensen, age 62 of Waterville, passed away Saturday at his home. Arrangements pending with the Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge for Doug Jorgensen. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, lasagna with garlic bread, mixed green salad, apricots, and cake. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, seasoned mashed potatoes, green beans, and iced peaches. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Marshall County Treasurer's Office reminding the second half 2023 personal property taxes are due Friday, May 10th. Pay in person at the Treasurer's Office, the Marshall County Courthouse, at any bank in Marshall County. A drop box is also available outside the courthouse for after hours. If you're including information in the mail or in the drop box, please include your payment stubs and note your contact information on your check. Please don't include cash. Friday, May 10th, second half personal property taxes due.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 70s. Southwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Slight chance for some rain showers overnight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Rain may linger early Wednesday morning, then staying sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. Then clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. A slight chance for some rain showers into Thursday as well, sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, and rain may continue early Thursday night, then staying clear with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. North winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25, then clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Sunshine throughout the day on Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s and clear skies over Saturday night with our lows in the mid 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early May 73, record high on this date 93, the average low 51 and the record low 34. Sunset this evening 8:26, sunrise in the morning at 6:21. Thunderstorms rumbled across the region Monday afternoon and evening, recording anywhere from 3/4 to 1.25 inches. And morning after, it's 47 degrees with bright sunshine. Tornado warning prompted last evening about 6:30 for southwest Washington County. Possible rotation as that storm tracked out of Cloud County. There was no indication of any tornado sighted. There were later thunderstorm warnings across much of our listening area. To our south, down around Milford, reports 3- and 4-inch size hail last evening with a round of storm activity. And they also had a couple of tornado warnings to our south posted at points last evening. Again this hour, 47 degrees. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 7th of May. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Right now at Sonic, sip on half-price shakes every night after 7 p.m. when you order online or in the app. Creamy soft serve, hand-mixed with your favorite flavors for half price. So save on your strawberry shake today and your chocolate shake tomorrow and your Oreo cheesecake shake the next day. There's never too much of a good thing. Grab Sonic half-price shakes after 7 p.m. in any size and any flavor. Available for a limited time only. All third-party trademarks used under license. Exclusions apply. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
The annual Mother's Day Market is Saturday and Sunday at the Marysville City Park with dozens of vendors, food vendors, and more. Plus the art show at Marysville Junior Senior High, the model railroad display at the Historic Depot, and museums in Marysville will be open. Chicken barbecue serves Sunday 11 to 2 at the Hellring Center with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. Phone 562-8374. $15 for a half chicken meal. The annual Mother's Day Market, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3 at the Marysville City Park.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. NBA Eastern Conference Semifinals. Knicks hosting the Pacers in Game 1.
One-on-one with Nembhard. Backing his way in at the top of the key. Shot clock down to 6. DiVincenzo, deep 3, left side. That's good! And the Knicks are on top by 3 with 39 seconds to go.
On 98.7 ESPN New York, Indiana's Miles Turner was then whistled for a controversial offensive foul on a moving screen. That and a dead ball technical foul allowed the Knicks to escape with a 121-117 victory and a 1-0 series lead. Pacers head coach Rick Carlisle.
I don't want to talk about the officiating. We're not expecting to get calls in here. It'd be nice if they laid off that one, but they didn't. That's just the way it goes.
Jalen Brunson put up 43 in the win, his fourth straight game with 40 or more points, the first to accomplish that since some guy named Michael Jordan. Game 2 in the Western semi, the Nuggets running into a buzzsaw against the Timberwolves. Karl-Anthony Towns led the way with 27, 106-80 the final. T-Wolves up 2-0 on the defending champs with the series shifting to Minneapolis. Stanley Cup Eastern Conference semifinal game 1, Bruins at the Panthers. Boston D-man Brandon Carlo scored just hours after welcoming a new baby boy.
Right circle, Carlo shoots, he scores! Brandon Carlo with 21 seconds left in the period, sizzles one in.
On 98.7, the sport Hub. Boston rips the Cats 5-1 to take a 1-0 series lead. Carlo on SportsCenter.
Bringing that little boy into the world is a super special thing for me, and to score tonight for him was definitely something I'll remember forever.
Baseball. The Dodgers doubled up the Marlins 6-3 at Chavez Ravine. Shohei Ohtani hit his league-leading 11th home run of the campaign. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Don't wait around to book catering for your next event. Whether it be a wedding, family, or company get-together, let Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville serve you. Pulled pork, honeyed hams, roast beef, whatever makes your taste buds happy. Dates are filling fast, so contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville, your catering headquarters.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Renewed optimism about the chance of interest rate cuts this summer sent stocks higher to start the week. The Dow Jones rose 176 points and closed at 38,825. The S&P picked up just over 1%. The NASDAQ added just under 1.2%. An improving economy and lower costs may delay the dates that Medicare and Social Security are projected to run out of money. New federal reports say Medicare's so-called go-broke date has been pushed back 5 years to 2036. A Tennessee-based cleaning company has agreed to pay nearly $650,000 in civil penalties after federal investigators found it employed at least 24 children at two slaughterhouses and meatpacking facilities. The kids, as young as 13, were primarily unaccompanied minors from Central America. And Nintendo has been working on its next-generation Switch console, plans to roll it out within the next year. The company sold nearly 16 million Switch units in the fiscal year that just ended. Jim Ryan, ABC.
Landall in Marysville is expanding and looking for career-minded individuals who want to work for a stable company that's been in business for 60 years. Currently hiring welders, painters, fabrication, truck driver, and maintenance positions. Experience preferred but not required. Competitive wages, merit increases, annual raises and promotions, $2 per hour shift differential for second and third shifts, and a 4% attendance bonus based off your gross weekly wage. Benefits include paid time off, paid holidays, profit sharing bonus, comprehensive insurance plan with a $500 deductible, fuel allowance to drive to work, and more. Apply online today at Landall.com or contact 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disability welcome. Learn more and apply online at Landall.com today.
Good Tuesday. Tim Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And it is Tuesday mornings, and at these times we check in with the latest Stechline report with Larry Stechline. Good morning, Larry. What's the latest?
Well, there's a move to make higher levels of insurance coverage more affordable for U.S. farmers, which would be a big step forward in decreasing the financial risk out here that we face today, and they are big risks. No doubt about that. Everybody's concerned about what kind of year we're going to have profit-wise when it comes to the farm. There's been some new legislation introduced that's kind of interesting, called the Farmer Act. It was introduced by Senator John Heaven, Republican from North Dakota, a senior member of the Senate Ag Committee, ranking member of the Senate Agricultural Appropriations Committees. This Farmer Act improves crop insurance affordability by increasing premium support for the highest levels of coverage and enhancing the supplemental coverage option, making higher levels of coverage more affordable for the farmers, and shrink producer deductibles, reducing the need for ad hoc disaster assistance in the future. If all that takes place, I think it'll be a good deal. Maybe we can get that done. And don't forget, I told you, a chance that there might be a farm bill. Whether it gets passed or not this year is anybody's guess, as the House Committee, Ag Committee Chairman is going to do that. In the meantime, here's an interesting thing, but we have information now that plant-based meat analogs are not better for your heart. This was a big study. It's in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And it pretty much proves the fact that there are no significant changes in cholesterol profiles for either diet, regular or fake diet. We kind of thought so. And enough said about that. Hope you enjoy your steak tonight. See you on the next Stechline Report.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Soil temperature and moisture level greatly influence when producers should plant cotton. K-State agronomist Logan Simon explains the ideal conditions for cotton growing.
Cotton seed germination and seed growth emergence are we usually think of them as being favored by soil temperatures at 64 degrees and above. In Kansas, we tend to use a 60 degree Fahrenheit threshold for cotton in that seed zone. So thinking about where that cotton seed is going to get placed. We've had some warm temperatures this spring. It's been a pretty warm April, but we've had a couple cold snaps come in, some cooler days. And so that has definitely influenced soil temperatures across southern Kansas, our cotton growing region. Part of that too, with soil temperatures, highly impacted by soil moisture. And we've got dry soil conditions largely across central and western Kansas right now. And an important thing to keep in mind with that is that drier soils tend to have greater temperature change in response to air temperature.
Simon relays an online resource available to growers that forecasts and evaluates soil conditions for planting cotton.
The North Carolina State University Cotton Planting Condition Calculator. It predicts planting conditions based on projected five-day growing degree day accumulation or growing degree day unit accumulation. And the way that those are broken up is we've got a ranking from very poor up all the way up to excellent based on degree day accumulation. And that really gives us an idea of the kind of conditions that we're going to have following cotton planting. We really want to be in that good, very good to excellent range when we're talking about that time after cotton planting.
He discusses the current planting circumstances for cotton in Kansas.
To give you an idea of where we're at right now in South Central and Southwest Kansas, in Harper, that real South Central location, we're sitting at good for the next week or so. Go a little bit north to Hutchinson, more adequate to good. And certainly as you get out to Southwest Kansas at those higher elevation sites, at Moscow, we're sitting at marginal to adequate. And here at Garden City, we're sitting at more like poor to marginal. So we got a little ways to go before we'll be hitting good conditions there.
That was Logan Simon, Kansas State University agronomist on cotton planting considerations. Learn more in the April 24th issue of the K-State Agronomy E-Update in an article titled Soil Temperature, Weather Forecast, and Seed Quality Are Critical for Cotton Establishment. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It's not the Fountain of Youth, but scientists have found some astonishing longevity clues in a most unlikely place. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 7th, the 128th day of the year. Actor Gary Cooper and Hall of Fame quarterback Johnny Unitas were born on this day. The lifespan of a mammal is generally proportional to its size. Mice, for example, reproduce fast and die young, while whales can live to 100 or more. But one remarkable exception is the mouse-eared bat, which can live more than 20 years, nearly 10 times longer than other creatures of their size. Researchers recently found a characteristic in their DNA that slows aging. The possibility of inducing the same gene expression in humans is tantalizing. After all, if we lived as long as a mouse-eared bat, adjusted for size, the numbers would be staggering. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts to share at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY. It's 47 with sunshine this morning. Clouds gave way overnight. Thunderstorms rumbled across the region. Pretty iffy night as far as weather went. From late afternoon on through the mid-evening hours, we had multiple severe thunderstorm warnings on top of a tornado watch. And surrounding us, an occasional tornado warning, mostly rotation indicated by radar. We did have a prompt for a tornado warning for a brief period about 6:30, southwest Washington County. Nothing came out of that. Later on, had some tornado warnings to our south, down toward Manhattan, even over toward Westmoreland again. Had some 3- and 4-inch hail down toward Milford reported last night. Had some quarter-size hail locally here. Some gusty winds. Had an outbuilding up northwest of Wymore. Reported some damage, wind damage last night from the thunderstorms. Out of it all, looks like everybody got a shot of rain again. Anywhere from 3/4 up to about 1.25 inches is what we're hearing across northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska. Middle 70s on the high side for today.
Yeah. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. We are getting down to the wire for the regular season for baseball for college across the nation and here in the state of Kansas with the Sunflower Showdown happening over the weekend. And Kansas State end up topping KU in game number 3 with a 4-2 victory in a comeback fashion, with true freshman Blake Dean coming in as the relief and getting the win on the mound for the Wildcats. Kansas State right now is sitting 28-19 overall for their season, just sitting over 50% with a 12-12 in conference play, where they now head to West Virginia for a 3-game series against the Mountaineers, starting on Friday for a 3-game series, before bringing it back to Manhattan for BYU. The Jayhawks right now are sitting 27-17 overall and 13-11 in conference play. They stay at home at Legends Field as they take on Omaha, followed by their upcoming 3-game series against Houston and Lawrence. Their final series of the regular season is on the road against the Texas Longhorns. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
From spring baseball and softball to track and field plus golf, stay up to date on everything happening in the Twin Valley League with the TVL Rundown every Wednesday on KNDY. Catch me, Max Blaski, and the TVL Sports Spotlight's own Jeff Wirtz as we highlight all the area teams and athletes every week. The TVL Rundown, airing every Wednesday during the 7 a.m., noon, and 5 p.m. hours on KNDY and available as a podcast at KNDYradio.com.
A salute to the seniors and the class of 2024 of Valley Heights High School from Blue Valley Trailer Sales, Christy Anders Funeral Home, Performance Ag Service, Sapp Brothers Petroleum, Dr. Jill Gray Family Dentist, and Waterville Housing Authority. Commencement exercises Saturday at 2. This year's class includes Carson Spoons, Audra Steinberg, Margaret Turber, Tyrell Wagner, Hunter Weaver, Mason Winslow, and Parker Winslow. A salute to the class of 2024 of Valley Heights High School from Waterville Housing Authority, Dr. Jill Gray Family Dentist, Sapp Brothers Performance Ag, Christy Anders Funeral Home, and Blue Valley Trailers.